Good morning. It's always a privilege to give a presentation on the White Way, and I try very hard to present some thoughts from my life experience. First, let me tell you something about myself. I was born in Kona, grew up in Aiea. My parents were members of Hawaii Betsuing since about 1946, when my family moved to Honolulu. I was graduated from University High School and Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. I'm married to the former Rosemary Tamikuni for 32 years. We have two sons. We're blessed with one grandson. I love being a grandparent and want to be the best granddad that I can be. I received Tokudō ordination at Honzang in 2003 as one of 29 foreign Tokudōsha from Hawaii, Buddhist Churches of America, Buddhist Churches of Canada, as well as candidates from Australia, Germany, Iceland, and Romania. We were definitely quite an international group. In addition to participating in the activities of the Hawaii Betsuing Sangha and two interfaith organizations, I'm involved in ceramics at the Hawaii Potters Guild. Doing ceramics is truly an artistic expression that simply requires practice, practice, practice. Another activity that requires practice is meditation or quiet sitting. A few of us have been engaged in meditation at the Betsuing for about 3 years. We sit quietly in the Annex Temple every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. and on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. in the back room of the lounge. Everyone is welcome. In no way do we meditate to achieve enlightenment. We sit to experience a quiet time and space. We quietly sit to simply be present, to become aware of the busyness of our lives, and perhaps get a glimpse of who we are. When people think about Buddhism, they immediately think about meditation as a universal Buddhist practice. For many years, people have inquired about meditation at Hawaii Betsuing. We did not have meditation sessions. Therefore, we directed them to other Buddhist traditions that offer formal and specific meditation practices. For us as Jodo-shin followers, we generally conduct our lives by sincerely and mindfully establishing an environment that nurtures the recitation of the Nembutsu in gratitude for the embrace of universal wisdom and compassion. Nevertheless, when we participate in religious services, we engage in meditative experiences as we listen to the Kansho, chant the sutras, chant Shinran's Shoshin Nembutsuge, and sing the Nembutsu at the end of each service. Many of us participate in cultural activities such as tea ceremony, flower arranging, Japanese calligraphy, and ink drawing. Some people practice traditional martial arts such as Aikido, Judo, and Kendo, and wellness practices. People engage in spiritual activities such as Tai Chi, Qigong, and Yoga. In all of these activities, we are definitely offered opportunities for meditative experiences. In addition, most art and musical endeavors offer opportunities for mindful, heartfelt, and spiritual experiences that may be more important than the finished product. This is my experience as I make ceramic pieces on a potter's wheel. Meditation as a religious or spiritual practice is not foreign to our everyday life. Each of our lives may be a continuing series of meditative moments that provides an awareness of our individual uniqueness and an opportunity to express gratitude for our lives in a community and universe with a sense of oneness. As people engage in formal meditation exercise for the first time, it is common to experience that even 10 minutes of silence seems to be a very long time. Often, people new to the practice will experience the monkey mind. Having a rush of many thoughts about everyday concerns, such as the things on their things-to-do list, what should I prepare for dinner, I need to go to the store to buy this and that, I need to change the light bulb in the bathroom, I need to pick up my grandchild at 2 p.m. at school. These kinds of thoughts fill our minds as we quietly sit. The monkey mind shows how busy our mind is with everyday things. This experience is ordinary, common, and normal. We may experience the monkey mind with deep concern about our health, a particular illness, the passing of a loved one, or a sincere concern about the welfare of our children and grandchildren, or perhaps a concern about our own life, things I need to do before I die, anxiousness and fear of dying and death itself. Briefly, this is the way we meditate or sit quietly. As you sit in a chair, place your feet flat on the floor. You may place your hands on your lap in a comfortable position. Make your back and spine straight and long. Imagine that you have a string attached to the top of your head that pulls your head, back, and spine upward. Now, without losing this elongated position, relax. Release any tension in your face, neck, shoulders, and anywhere else, and close your eyes. Pay attention to your breath. Take a deep breath in, then exhale long. Again, breathe in deep and exhale long. Once more, breathe in deep and exhale long. Use your breath to find a meditative center. As you sit, your mind may move away from this center. Simply pay attention to your breath. Breathe deep and exhale long. You may choose to think the Nembutsu as you breathe in to return to a centered place. Let the mind relax. Let all those thoughts come and go like cars going by on a busy street corner or highway. Let the mind relax. Observe the thoughts, but do not get involved with them. Become aware of how busy your mind is. Become aware and do nothing more. You may also experience some physical discomfort. Just relax. Adjust your body to find some relief. And again, take the opportunity to use your breath to return to center. Inhale deep and exhale long. Inhale deep and exhale long. Inhale deep and exhale long, and you may recite the Nembutsu. As you meditate, some of you will visualize common meditative moments that you experience in your everyday life. A single-minded, one-thought moment experience as you arrange flowers, or engage in tea ceremony, or care and tend to your garden. Or you may remember the experience of seeing the cherry blossoms or the autumn leaves of nature in a trip to Japan, or playing with your child or grandchild, a moment of real joy, awe, and wonder. Let that quiet experience fill your heart and mind. Relax and become aware of feelings and emotions of those moments. Just become aware. As you engage in quiet sitting, there is nothing to do but to sit and become aware of your thoughts, become aware of your body, become aware of your feelings and emotions. Simply become aware of the stuff in your life. In addition, you have an opportunity to become aware of how your thoughts, concerns, and emotions influence your being human. Take the opportunity to just sit, just be quiet, just breathe, and recite the Nembutsu. Just become aware of being human. You are welcome to join us in weekly meditation sessions at Hawaii Betsuing, or I am more than willing to help start a meditation session at your temple. It is very important to establish a meditative practice session on a regular basis. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share a simple practice of meditation or quiet sitting.